At the Oakland Museum of California, a special art installation is exploring some of life's big questions among generations of the black male community. Over 150 black men from all over the country came together to answer questions for the project Question Bridge. Today we bring you a question from Ronald Porter, who teaches at UC Berkeley.
So this question is for all the black gay men that are out there. And I'm not talking about the ones on the DL or the ones that don't identify, but the ones that are open and honest about their sexuality. How do you really feel about yourself? Are you frightened about living openly in this country? What do you do in order to survive as a full human being?
I love myself, you know, me being a gay black man. One of my tactics is cutting people off. You know, some people, a lot of people who have been, have discriminated against me were people that I know and I love, like my own dad. And it's horrible that I have to cut him off, but in order to survive and in order to not feel that pressure and not feel that angst and that oppression, I have to cut certain people off.
I live openly as a black gay man, but it took some time for me to get to that place because I, for many years, was invested in what other people thought about me. But when I decided to love myself more than what other people thought about me, then all the pieces fell into place. And now I feel free. So my mantra about life is, I just want everybody to be free.
Am I, in terms of being open about my sexuality and in terms of surviving, I guess what I do to survive is I just eat, drink, like everybody else, in a physical way. I think being myself and being as open as possible has probably helped me and helped my career, but I would say personal romantic relationships is the most difficult thing, and I don't know. I haven't figured out how to maintain one that's been completely healthy. So that I don't know, but in terms of career and the other stuff, I just think just being open and keeping things moving has helped me be successful.
I find it difficult, even as someone who others may, in some instances, view as having been successful educationally and professionally, oftentimes to pursue all that I really desire to do without some feeling of concern about potential retribution, or some concern about my aims or my goals being misinterpreted by others. And so it is a constant struggle to be able to do this. It's something that requires thinking about on a daily basis, sometimes thinking and reconsidering, you know, one's approach. But perhaps more importantly, It indeed, as you suggest, requires that one be very honest about who he is. And that is something that I seek to do on a daily basis. I really seek to try to be honest and open about who I am.
I'm not frightened living in this country. I feel confidence in myself. I'm who I want to be. I don't listen to other people's remarks or how they judge me or anything. I'm me, and I'm living life. So.